Malaysia is going through a pretty nasty corruption scandal right now, and the Prime Minister, Najib Razak, is right at the center of it. Hundreds of millions of dollars are alleged to have been wired into Razak's bank accounts from Saudi Arabia. One Malaysian has responded to the scandal with art. Fahmy Reza started a street art campaign in the capital, Kuala Lumpur, called #WeAreAllSeditious.
The hashtag says Kita Semua Penghasut, which basically means we are all instigators or we are all seditious. Basically, it's in Malaysia, the government is intolerant to dissent. Yeah, so any forms of criticism against them is labeled as seditious. So this We Are All Seditious campaign is, you know, to take that label and throw it back at them. I actually used the slogan on a poster of the clown face.
Right, and that clown face is kind of taken off. What is the clown about?
The clown was my reaction to the whole scandal. It's just so absurd, you know, the kind of answers that the Prime Minister have given. Yeah.
Like what?
First, they claim that it was donation from somewhere. They never say who. And then when people investigated, started to reveal documents, only then that they started giving answers. But even most of the answers were ridiculous, you know, it had become a joke. So I think it's apt to use this clown face Prime Minister as a symbol of that.
Yeah, describe the clown for us, because it's not like a happy circus clown. It's kind of an evil-looking clown.
In the original poster, I just took the official portrait of the Prime Minister from his Facebook page, and I drew the clown makeup on top of it. When the first time I put it up, I painted this huge poster on a public wall in Kuala Lumpur, the capital city. But within hours, yeah, the poster was taken down, was torn down by unknown individuals.
What do you say to Malaysians who disagree with you, who would actually, along with the police, take down those posters?
If they have their own opinion, they can paste their own, make their own poster and paste it right next to mine, you know? Don't take down, censor other people's opinions and voices.
I gather that some teenagers are now wearing T-shirts with the evil clown hidden beneath their school uniform. Sounds like your campaign is taking off.
Yeah, there are now over 40 T-shirt printers all over the country printing and selling those T-shirts. That's how crazy this thing has spread. People who are wearing the T-shirts are very passionate about it. It's an act of defiance, in a way, just wearing that protest T-shirt, you know?
You describe Malaysia as a place where there's no dissent, and yet there you are, dissenting in a very public way. Are you worried about being detained?
I'm currently being investigated under the Multimedia and Communications Act. If they choose to charge me and bring me to court, I face 5 years prison. So it's a serious business, see. But I don't tolerate this kind of, you know, bully tactic from the government. If they arrested me, it will grow bigger.
Fahmy, I know you're a graphic designer turned street artist and cartoonist. Before that, you were inspired by punk music, I gather. So is your defiant attitude more about coming from a punk background or just really fed up with the lack of freedom of expression in Malaysia?
I started listening to punk when I was in high school, yeah. And you know, punk is rebel music. And I was a rebellious teenager back then. I'm still a rebellious teenager at heart until now. And I still continue to listen to punk. Punk music basically taught me to challenge authority and to question everything. Even my political awareness came from reading all these protest lyrics by all these punk bands, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, bands like who?
Like American hardcore bands like Minor Threat, Dead Kennedys, Bad Religion, and even the UK anarcho-punk bands like Crass and Conflict, Flux of Pink Indians. I devour all this stuff.
That's hardcore stuff.
Yeah, man. So, and it's not just the music, but even the subversive nature of the punk graphics and aesthetics have a huge influence on my graphic design work. Black and white and with very bold slogan and graphics. And I hope my defiance and disobedience, you know, against authority using graphics and my art as a weapon will inspire others to do the same.
Fahmy Reza is an artist activist in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, still punky after all these years. Fahmy, thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thank you, Marco.